Living the the life out of your soul. The dead end world makes you feel like you got no self-control. You'll grind our way through the day-to-day routine, trying to find a way to start living the dream. Living the dream.
will the circle grow? So try anything and everyone you know. The waves rush in and they take a man. Throw back body on the sand. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for her.
So this next one is this is a song I do with an outfit called Justine's Black Threads with Jimmy Scopa and Johnny Shasha. We play it's acoustic trio. This song is called He Never Reminds Me of You. It's not unusual. I run into you, you always ask me how I've been. Can we get together for tonight, my little friend? But I am out of time for you and all your hurting ways. I'm all busied up with love and nights and happy days. He never tries to make me jealous. He never tries to make me blue. He don't make himself feel better by criticizing what I do. When he says most of all, he never reminds me of you. I know that you think it doesn't matter. With your roguish charm, you'll pull me in. I know that you count on my weakness. One thing you never counted on was him. He never tries to make me jealous. He never tries to make me blue. This is a song about being very, very naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Remember his name, it's those margaritas and secondhand smoke. Everybody's laughing at me, but I'm in on a joke. I'm a dead soldier on a brand new tier, looking and feeling slightly worse for the wear. And I just can't get enough of that man. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. And I just can't get enough of that man. I tripped and I fell and I landed on you. I can't think straight no matter what I do. Medical advice gives me nothing at all. Ooh, I thought that little honey had the cure for it all with his margaritas and secondhand smoke. Everybody's laughing at me, but I'm in on the joke. I'm a dead soldier on a brand new tier, looking and feeling slightly worse for the wear. And I just can't get enough of that man. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. And I just can't get enough of that man. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. Margaritas and secondhand smoke. And I just can't get enough of that man. I just can't get enough of that man. I just can't get on over that man.
Thanks, guys. All right, this is a song about love gone wrong. It's called He Stopped Laughing at My Jokes.
Break the
love gets old, just like you and me, babe. So you better grab a hold. And I said, oh, 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 sweetheart, where did I go? Oh, 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 sweetheart, where did I go? Oh, 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 sweetheart, where did I go wrong? He stopped laughing at my jokes. Laughing at my jokes. He stopped laughing a long time ago. And I said, oh, 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 sweetheart, where did I go? Oh, 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 sweetheart, where did I go? Oh, 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 sweetheart, where did I go wrong with you?
storm winds long to find us and unwind us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
For the doors have closed at the house. young dolls. La 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 la. Looking at the yearbook page, thinking back on yesterday, all your hair's turning gray, and there ain't that much to say. It's okay, that song has faded out, not everybody made it out, and I'm thinking about you, oh, oh. Shag 72. The speed of light, the speed of sound. Turntables turned around. There's a band underground coming up for new light. It's alright, the record starts to play. Gone away, and I'm thinking about you, oh, oh. Shag 72. From inside a plastic tomb, outside the electric womb, when the girls were nuclear and the bands were truly gear. Oh dear, the song repeats and plays. Looking at the yearbook page, I'm thinking all about you, oh, oh. Shag 72.
remember all those kids in their platform shoes. They were singing Gene, Gene in 72. Watching the midnight special on a Friday night. The New York Dolls, T-Rex, alright. Glamorama. This is for the high school girls who scream for more. Shouting rebel, rebel back in 74. Circus, Mac, Boone's Farm and Weed, Alice Cooper, Mott, Slade, Lou Reed, Glamorama, Glamorama, Glamorama. She vowed we were about to go out steady. All the while she was being wild by Freddy. We saw the hoople in 73, we were ready. When the lights went down, this is for everyone out there left alive, who dug Fox on the run in 75. Now all their kids are learning licks from a rock and roll record by the Peppermint Kicks. Peppermint Kicks, Peppermint Kicks. Glamorama, 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 Glamorama. Wham, bam, bam, Glamorama, Glamorama. Uh-huh, Glamorama.
in a man's genetic code. I'm gonna keep on rock and roll until my genes explode. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna rock it, gonna reel it, gonna mail it away. I'm gonna sign it, seal it, mail it away. I'm gonna rock it, gonna reel it, gonna mail it away. I'm gonna mail it today. Pictures came and broke your heart. Put all the blame on VCR. It's streaming. Woo! This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna rock it, gonna read it, gonna
Well, folks, another amazing live day is in the books, and I just want to take a moment to thank some of the great people who helped make this possible. I want to thank Michael Stewart, Michael Newman, Bob Donovan, Michael Galper, Justine Kovalt of Red on Red Records, and in fact, the whole team at Red on Red Records for helping us out. And I also want to thank Kirsten Chavrinsky, who has been one of the most amazing assets to Live Day that anyone could ever ask for. I want to thank everyone else who has put their hands on Live Day over the last couple years and helped make it the special event that it is. And I especially want to thank the artists, without whom we'd all just kind of be sitting here talking to an empty room. So thank you all. I want to also say that if you have the chance, please go out and support some of these great artists. Go buy tickets to their concert, buy their merch, buy their CDs, buy their records. Anything you can do to help these fantastic artists, because we love these artists and we want to make sure that they feel the love. So thank you once again for another amazing year, and I can't wait to see what Live Day has in store for the future. Thank you once again for listening to 91.5 WMFO.
What has kept this band together? I mean, why have the Ramones endured when so many other bands fall by the wayside? And, you know, a lot of your contemporaries, certainly the Ramones spearheaded the punk explosion in 76 and 77. There's not very many of those bands left today, and here are the Ramones.
Well, I guess it's because we really enjoy doing what we do. And there's, you know, without sound cliche, there's a real love for what we do, you know what I mean? We enjoy playing, we enjoy touring, we enjoy playing for our fans because we feel they're the best, and we enjoy playing for ourselves, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I think it's the ultimate high and it's the best therapy in the world, you know?
What do you remember about that first tour of England in 1976?
I remember it was really wild going over to England, where, I mean, we were like, you know, we were selling out CBGBs and all, and I mean, kind of, there was a wild scene going on there, but when we got over to England, it was, we were playing for 3,000 kids, and everybody was already tuned into what it was that we were all about. And I remember at the time, the big thing going on in England was pub rock. Dr. Feelgood was the big band. at the time in Brimsley Schwartz, and you know, doing, I remember we were like treated like royalty when we got there, and then we did this club Dingwalls, and basically the whole makeup of Dingwalls were all these kids that would later form these kind of groundbreaking bands of their own. And like at our sound check, we met like Johnny Rotten and Joe Strummer and all these people, and they were really you know, they were totally taken with the band, and really after that, when we left England at that point, you know, they told us that, you know, we had turned them on, kind of opened them up, and inspired them to form their own bands, basically. When we came back in 77, the whole thing was full blown, and I feel like from that point on, you know, we really kind of brought upon a radical change that would really sweep the world, you know what I mean?
Ramones' popularity is at an all-time high in Europe, and in particular places like South America.
Yeah, well, we're in South America. It's like this kind of mass hysteria that when we, especially like the last time we were there, it was just insane. Where, like for instance, in we landed in Brazil, and the airport was like, you had to walk into the terminal from outside, you know? And all these kids were on the outer deck of the like there was a deck at the terminal, outside deck, and all these kids were like screaming and just mobbing the deck. And when we went into the, to get our luggage, right? Like the whole place was mobbed with kids, you know. We couldn't leave, like the luggage area. Like even all the passengers, they were all like, we were all being held hostage, and because the place was just swarmed with kids, and so they took us to a courtesy lounge. They brought a bus onto the runway, and we got a police escort to the hotel, and it was like really wild. And Argentina, it was like, I went to do a radio station, and I got like attacked by 1,000 kids, and it was like really scary, you know, because in South America they just they're very passionate people, and they literally love you to death, you know. They want a chunk of your flesh, you know. That's what, it's not like here, it's very primal over there, you know what I mean? I mean, it's great, but
got to be really different for
it's,
you.
It's very different when you kind of lose your sense of you know, well, you can't walk down the street, right?
And here in America, Spin magazine not long ago naming the Ramones one of the 7 most important bands in rock history with this quote: "No group in the last 18 years has been more important or influential." There's a real straight line from the Ramones to Nirvana. How did you feel when you saw that?
Well, it came, you know, it was unexpected. I didn't even know about the issue, you know. So when I found out, I was, you know, I mean, it was, you know, it was really great. I mean, it was kind of, you know, made me feel like there is justice in this world after all. You know, it was like a real honor. It was like really, really like the ultimate honor. And it was coming from you know, other artists and critics and fans, you know, I mean, they're the ones who kind of were involved with the voting. I mean, I just thought it was great being up there with my heroes, like the Beatles and the Stones and Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, you know. And I can't wait till tomorrow.
I can't wait another day. So the Ramones' new album, Mondo Bizarro, is out on a new label, but you've gone back to an old familiar producer, Ed Stasian, who of course worked on the early Ramones albums, Rocket to Russia and Road to Ruin among them, and probably there's no one else who could be more familiar with what the Ramones are all about than Ed Stasian.
Well, you know, we really love working with Ed Stasium, and he's been involved with us since 77, and nobody understands the band better, and nobody has the feeling, you know. I mean, Ed was always a big fan of rock and roll himself, and a fan of, like, exciting guitars, and, you know, and he understands how, you know, to record the band and kind of capture the excitement and power of what the Ramones are. And he does it best, you know. I feel this is our best album. I feel it's a real turning point in a lot of ways, and it's a real sacred offering, you know. I just think it's a masterpiece.
You talk about this new hunger, and I've heard that the Ramones have this new attitude, and after 12 albums and 16 years with one record label, you're with a new label, Radioactive, and I read somewhere that you've been getting some vocal coaching or singing lessons yourself lately. Is that true, Joey? And
well, two and a half years ago, I got sober, and that has a lot to do with my kind of new way of looking at things, let's say. You know, I got a whole different, I mean, I'm coming from another place that I wasn't coming from like 3 years ago. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, for me, this album in a lot of ways is kind of a spiritual record to some degree. I mean, it's just that everything I did I'm very focused, and I knew exactly what I wanted in the writing of the songs, what they are about, the music and the lyric content. You know, I mean, it's, I guess especially the songs that I contributed. And, you know, I just felt everything I did. I mean, it wasn't like I just did something, but I felt every nuance, every syllable. Because when I write, I write the bass lines and the guitar and the drums and the whole bit. And I just made sure that everything was exactly the way I envisioned it. So I feel like I fulfilled a vision. And this is an album I always sort of dreamt about making and never quite made.
Just hearing you talk about the record, it really sounds like it's a really positive statement for you.
Yeah, it's a real positive, optimistic record, you know. And I've never been really more proud of anything I've done than this. You know, I mean, this... I feel this is the best I've done up to this point. You know, I mean, the makeup of the Ramones is, you know, what kind of fuels us as our fans are, you know, it's the music, and it's sort of larger than all of us. And when we go out to play, I mean, you know, if you're fighting or not, you know, getting on with someone, it's all, you know, when you get out there and you play for the kids, I mean, it all seems trivial, whatever it was that... you know, and it all dissipates, and you don't even remember what it was, you know, by the time you get off stage, you know. And actually, on the new album, I wrote a song for our fans called It's Gonna Be All Right, which is kind of showing our appreciation for them. The coolest thing about our fans is that it's a very broad spectrum. I mean, we get kids into heavy metal and hard rock and thrash and hardcore and punk and alternative, and it's really the spectrum, you know. Fans from all different walks of life and different musical backgrounds and different races and creeds, and it's just like a big family kind of a thing. It's just it's like the great melting pot.
Tell me about some of the players on this album, and you and Vernon Reid sharing a cabbie experience?
Yeah, well, one night I left Overland, our office, it's up on 57th and Broadway. I grabbed a cab, and I was going down to the Village, right? So I got in this cab,
And the guy took off, and he was kind of racing down Broadway, you know. And at first, it felt like a thrill ride. It was very exciting, you know. And then he started weaving in and out of the cars and trucks and other taxis. And it was a Friday night, and Friday nights are pretty congested in New York because everybody's going out. The disco was blasting out of the radio, and the guy was pretty oblivious to, you know, what was going on here. You know, I mean, it was exciting, but then it started getting nerve-wracking, and then we were approaching Times Square, and I'd say we were doing about 90 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour at this point. And I started getting a bit nervous. Everybody had stopped for the red light, you know, in Times Square here. And this guy was just racing along, and we were, like, almost right up on top of another cab when he, like, hit the brake at about 90. And I thought we were just going to plow right through the cab in front of us. And I kind of saw my life flash before my face and before my eyes. And I didn't think I was going to be walking out of this, you know. And, you know, it was a real harrowing experience, a real kind of a real death ride, you know. And I guess when my terror subsided, it turned to humor. And when I got home in one piece, I wrote the song called Cabbies on Crack. You know, I wanted to kind of capture the feeling and put the listener in the back seat the way I was and kind of create an audio-visual kind of experience, you know. So we got Vernon Reed to kind of capture that experience with his guitar solo that he does, you know, which kind of acts as the taxi.
And it turns out that Vernon's had a few of those taxi experiences.
Well, Vernon had a similar experience. He actually had the crack vials on the back seat of the cab.